With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Another fire at the Georgetown landfill, the second small blaze to break out after a major fire shuttered businesses and closed the Esther Lee Tibbetts Highway in mid-April. The Department of Environmental Health says the, quote, localized fire occurred Thursday in the lithium-ion battery storage area of its facility and was quickly brought, quote, under full control. The situation was managed by on-site safety teams and local fire services and ultimately extinguished. The DEH stressed there was no risk to nearby residents, businesses, or the surrounding environment. No public eyes on a major government review of the country's transportation system.
Can the Honorable Minister confirm that the organizational review by PricewaterhouseCoopers in 2025 relating to agencies within the ministry responsible for transport, including the National Roads Authority, the Department of Vehicle and Driver Licensing, and Public Transport Units, has been completed, and whether the report will be made available to the members of this Honorable House?
The organizational review conducted by PricewaterhouseCoopers in 2025 have been completed, and the PwC report was developed for internal purpose only and never intended to be published.
Fielding a parliamentary question from Red Bay MP Roy Tatum, Planning Minister the Honorable J.E. Banks told MPs the information is confidential. This is a long-standing issue dating back several years. In 2022, government commissioned Deloitte to produce a public transport strategy report and brought in an expert from the UK's Department of Transport to assist in 2025. And in January, government put out a tender for a consultant to put together the final business case for a, quote, modern public transport system. That tender closes on May 14th. In other news, a man has been found guilty of illegal gun possession while his wife has been cleared of all charges following a jury verdict. Here's Radio K-Man's Chevy Ebanks.
Nat Harlan Seymour and his wife Lucia Seymour had faced charges under the Cayman Islands Firearms Act for possessing an illegal Beretta firearm. The weapon was discovered in a bedside drawer during a police search of their home executed under a warrant. Both defendants denied the allegations. Mr. Seymour claimed the gun had been planted by police during the search, while Ms. Seymour maintained she had no knowledge of the weapon. A jury of seven returned its verdict on Thursday afternoon, convicting Nat Harlan Seymour but acquitting his wife. All conditions for Ms. Seymour were immediately lifted, and she was released by the court. Mr. Seymour has been bailed to return to court in June for sentencing, where he's expected to receive a lengthy custodial term under current firearms legislation. The case was brought by Andre Wedderburn of the Director of Public Prosecution's Office. Mr. Seymour was represented by Clayton Furan, while Mr. Seymour was represented by Keith Myers. Chevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
And the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service initiative supporting young women is now being recognized at the regional level. The RCIPS said Police Constable Donville Myers has been nominated for the He for She Award in the British Overseas Territories Women in Policing Awards. The nomination highlights his work leading the RISE program at John Gray High School, which teaches etiquette and life skills and has been expanded to Clifton Hunter. Chief Inspector Diane Dyer Alexander has also been nominated for the Outstanding Contribution Award, with RCIPS citing her leadership during major incidents and her work mentoring women within the service. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. President Trump has insisted that the US ceasefire with Iran remains intact, despite military clashes in the Strait of Hormuz. The US says its naval forces came under Iranian missile, drone, and fast boat attack. Iran said it retaliated after the US targeted an Iranian oil tanker. Early results from local elections in England show huge losses for the two traditional main parties, the governing Labour Party and the opposition Conservatives. The right-wing Reform Party is the biggest winner so far. Prime Minister Keir Starmer says he takes responsibility but won't resign. Emergency services in Ukraine are battling a huge forest fire in the Chernobyl exclusion zone, the site of the world's worst nuclear accident. Firefighters say it's spreading rapidly. South Africa's Constitutional Court has ordered Parliament to establish an impeachment committee to investigate President Ramaphosa over the theft of more than $500,000 from his rural home 6 years ago. The court ruled that Parliament had unlawfully rejected an independent panel's recommendation to launch an investigation. Police in Indonesia say three hikers have been killed after a volcano erupted on the island of Halmahera. 15 other people have been rescued from Mount Dukono. France has announced the return of its ambassador to Algeria. Relations have been at one of their lowest points since Algeria gained independence in the 1960s. Police in southwestern Germany say several people have been taken hostage in a bank. They say one of the hostages is the driver of a money transport vehicle that was attacked in the morning. BBC News.